You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Welcome to our Banzai Retro Audio Memories Time Capsule Podcast Series. This is not our standard podcast episode, which is to say it's a compilation of audio memories for a specific retro year only. During the duration of this episode, you'll hear auditory retro memories for a specific year. We'll be playing commercials, movie trailers, theme songs from popular television shows, Billboard hit songs, and possibly some important news segments. Basically, whatever the hell we think is cool to share for your auditory pleasure. We thank you for listening, and get ready as the launch into this Banzai Retro Club audio memory time capsule is imminent. And as always, we remind you, please be excellent to each other. Just entered the year 1973.
Inchworm. You gotta know. Your kids will love it everywhere they go. Inchworm. I'm telling you true. Writing it is fun to do. Inchworm, I love you.
You're my friend, Inchworm.
Your kids will love riding up and down and up and down on Inchworm from Hasbro Preschool.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life, a new civilization, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R. When you have a choice like this or that. And but nor, get you pretty far.
Conjunction.
Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars and making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true.
Conjunction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cards to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that, I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
Conjunction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses in complex sentences like, in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak. Although I know that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up cars and making them function.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes, created from the cosmic legends of the universe. Superman. Wonder Woman. Batman. Aquaman. And those three junior super friends, Wendy, Marvin, and Wonder Dog. Their mission, to fight injustice, to right that which is wrong, and to serve all mankind.
My baloney has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Oscar Mayer, the first name in Bologna.
How's that?
I have asked for this radio and television time tonight for the purpose of announcing that we today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam and in Southeast Asia. The following statement is being issued at this moment in Washington and Hanoi. At 12:30 Paris time today, January 23, 1973, the agreement on ending the war and restoring peace in Vietnam was initialed by Dr. Henry Kissinger on behalf of the United States and Special Advisor Lee Duc Tho on behalf of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam. The agreement will be formally signed by the parties participating in the Paris Conference on Vietnam on January 27, 1973 at the International Conference Center in Paris. The ceasefire will take effect at 2400 Greenwich Mean Time, January 27, 1973. The United States and the Democratic Republic of Vietnam express the hope that this agreement will ensure stable peace in Vietnam and contribute to the preservation of lasting peace in Indochina and Southeast Asia. That concludes the formal statement. Throughout the years of negotiations, we have insisted on peace with honor. In my addresses to the nation, from this room of January 25th and May 8th, I set forth the goals that we considered essential for peace with honor. In the settlement that has now been agreed to, all the conditions that I laid down then have been met. A ceasefire, internationally supervised, will begin at 7 p.m. this Saturday, January 27, Washington time. Within 60 days from this Saturday, all Americans held prisoners of war throughout Indochina will be released. There will be the fullest possible accounting for all of those who are missing in action. During the same 60-day period, all American forces will be withdrawn from South Vietnam. The people of South Vietnam have been guaranteed the right to determine their own future without outside interference. By joint agreement, the full text of the agreement and the protocols to carry it out will be issued tomorrow. Throughout these negotiations, we have been in the closest consultation with President Chu and other representatives of the Republic of Vietnam. This settlement meets the goals and has the full support of President Chu and the government of the Republic of Vietnam, as well as that of our other allies who are affected. The United States will continue to recognize the government of the Republic of Vietnam as the sole legitimate government of South Vietnam. We shall continue to aid South Vietnam within the terms of the agreement, and we shall support efforts by the people of South Vietnam to settle their problems peacefully among themselves. We must recognize that ending the war is only the first step toward building the peace. All parties must now see to it that this is a peace that lasts and also a peace that heals. And a peace that not only ends the war in Southeast Asia, but contributes to the prospects of peace in the whole world.
Give me a U, give me a P, Jennifer Alphabet, easy. I got an A, look at my B, gonna eat my alphabet, that's my B. But I can make you say yes.
I know you can.
What's that spell?
Why, yes, yes.
You said it.
Never be wrong if the love is true. Oh, baby. It's a Kool-Aid day, gonna have a good day. Reach for the sky, run in the sun. Fun day, Kool-Aid takes the heat off, puts the flavor on, makes your day a Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid. It's a Kool-Aid day, gonna make it today.
Make Kool-Aid brand soft drink mix. Make your day.
Somewhere between science and superstition, there is another world. The world of darkness. Nobody expected it. Nobody believed it. And nothing could stop it.
There are no experts. You probably know as much about possession as most priests. Look, your daughter doesn't say she's a demon. She says she's the devil himself.
I'm telling you that that thing upstairs isn't my daughter. Now, I want you to tell me that you know for a fact that there's nothing wrong with my daughter except in her mind. You tell me you know for a fact that an exorcism wouldn't do any good. You tell me that!
The one hope, the only hope, the Exorcist.
American Graffiti. Where were you in 62?
That special one and jump into your candy-colored custom or your screaming machine, cruise downtown and catch American Graffiti.
American Graffiti.
Baby, what's that?
It's a movie.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Go back in time.
Where were you in 62?
Is that you in that beautiful car? Jeez, what a waste of machinery.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight.
What did you say?
Someone wants me. Someone roaming the streets wants me.
And I bet you're smart enough to get us some brew.
A ballpoint pen, a pint of old Harper.
Okay, got an ID for the liquor?
Nuts, I left it in the car.
You'll have to get it before.
Oh, well, I forgot the car.
We're finally getting out of this turkey camp. You just can't stay 17 forever.
If you ever get tired of going steady with somebody that ain't around, I'm up for grabs. Well, that'll
be the day. If I had a boyfriend, he'd pound you.
What's wrong?
Go to hell.
Get your boogaloos out, baby.
The Wolfman is everywhere. 16 candles.
Chainball! You know Toby Juarez?
We killed him last night.
Excuse me, I think we've had an accident.
Well, I won't report you this time, but next time, just watch it, will you?
Can't stand it, man. I can dig it.
It's one of those great old movies about romance, racing, and rock and roll.
Oh, American Graffiti. American Graffiti, where were you in 62?
This is Van
a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 Bonsai!